Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's take a look at what went down on Friday for Thunder Basin and Sheridan. It was Thunder Basin girls falling to the Sheridan Lady Bronx 50-45. The Lady Bronx scored 23. The Lady Bronx went on a 20-3 run to close out the Lady Bolts and to win 50-45. Sheridan has now claimed the 3 seed and Thunder Basin the 5 seed heading into regionals this week. And Sheridan and Thunder Basin went at it. It was number 1 Sheridan against number 3 Thunder Basin. No seeding changes would have been done even if Thunder Basin would have won, but Sheridan takes down Thunder Basin 73-59. All right, since we're talking regionals, let's talk about what's going to go down on Thursday. It'll be number 2 Cheyenne Central against number 7 Cheyenne South. Girls will be at 11:30. Boys will be at 1:15. Now at 3 p.m. to 7:30, we've got Thunder Basin and Kimball County on the airwaves. It'll be Thunder Basin girls taking on Laramie at 3 p.m. And then it'll be the boys who will tip off at 4:30 against Laramie as well. That's the number 3 versus the number 6 Thunder Basin girls, the number 4 and the number 5. Then after that, it's going to be Sheridan and Kimball County for the girls. It'll be the 3 versus the 6 at 6 p.m. And then at 7:30, the final game on Thursday will be Kimball County taking on Cheyenne East at 7:30. Again, we'll have 4 games straight in a row from 3 all the way until 7:30. You can find Kimball County games on 97.3 Camel FM, and you can find Thunder Basin games on 106.7 The Legend, BasinsRadio.com. You can also listen audio only to Horseman Broadcasting and Entertainment as well. Well, let's stay in the basketball realm as the Lady Pronghorns fall to the Casper Community College 68-56, and the men's team coming away with a win on it Saturday 88-74 over Casper College. So now we get set here. It's the first round of the Region 9 tournament, and it's going to be hosted at the Pronghorn Center. Coming up this Saturday, it'll be the Lady Pronghorns taking on Southeast Community College at 1 p.m., and the men's team will be taking on at 3 p.m. against Trinidad State. Again, that'll be at the Pronghorn Center. Region 9, first round of the tournament. We're going to be painting it blue at the Pronghorn Center. Well, let's move into some Wild news. As the Wild fall to Great Falls Americans both days on February the 28th and March the 1st. It was a 5-2 loss on the Friday night game, and then the Saturday night game, it was a 6-3 loss. So now, coming up this weekend, it'll be the final games for the Wild. They'll be taking on the Badlands Sabres on a Friday at 7:05 there in Rose Roosevelt Park Arena. And then on Saturday, your final chance to go take a look at the Gillette Wild. They'll be up at 7:05 there at the Spirit Arena. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.